We'll have a general class or movie or television, which we will be evaluated thereafter. There'll be evaluation before, testing before the class. In today's news, the Chinese vice premier, the second most powerful person in that nation of 1 billion population, has spent 3 hours today in talks with the
Water right here in Jonestown.
Officials of the Guyanese government. Those officials, of course, include Dr. Reed,
our farm reporter,
Minister Hope, and Minister King. A terrible racial incident somewhere in the Midwest, presumably Kentucky, where rioters,
the dictionary is a mixture for
of whites around a black car. 7 individuals put chains around the car and set it afire. It appears that all life was lost. The news is coming in and out due to QRM. That is the status of racism. Also, racism has reached a feverish pitch in England. The black and Asian community, particularly now the Asian community of East London, have had to form their own vigilantes, as they say they cannot trust.
Okay, there are two basic things about a compost heap. The important thing is that the material must be decomposed in order to be called compost, and it is not to be called compost until it is. There are two basic things about a compost heap. You must have organic materials, and there must be the proper conditions to make them decompose. No discussion of compost is complete without a discussion of organic matter and humus. The two substances which encircle compost in its life cycle is this. Humus is, at least to the farmer, the end product of compost. He takes organic matter and by composting transforms it into humus. Organic matter is a term applied to both plant and animal matter, alive or dead. But regardless whether it is dead or alive, organic matter is the life of the soil. Organic matter represents material that has been in living tissue or that has come from it. Examples are manure, plant sap, sawdust, olive oil, human bodies, animals, etc. It consists of a matter that may have been alive as long as hundreds of thousands of years ago, like peat, which may be thousands of years old, or coal, which may be hundreds of thousands of years old. Peat is the first step in the formation of coal. Anyway, organic matter represents the remains of all kinds of plants, animals, and even little bacteria in various stages of decomposing. But actually, the expression organic matter, as we sometimes refer to it, is not completely correct. It includes both organic and inorganic substances. A corn cob is usually referred to as representing organic matter, but if you burn it down to its ash, destroying all organic matter, there will be an important residue in that ash, what would be called minerals. In nature, all of what we really consider organic matter contains some inorganic compounds. We must be aware of this confusion when we use the term organic matter. Perhaps it would be more correct to say that cobs are a form of substance which contains both organic and inorganic materials. So typical examples of organic matter is the common use of the term are leaves, weeds, grass, clippings, manure, the bodies of cows or pigs, the human body, etc. A piece of stone would not usually be referred to as organic matter. So humus is a more advanced stage of decomposing organic matter. At one time there was no organic matter on earth or in the sky. That was back in the beginning of the earth. Probably the first organic matter was made by certain kinds of bacteria capable of just using a few minerals and breaking them down. Their bodies contain carbon from the air and oxygen, carbon, air, oxygen, and water. And they were able to use these to make their own food. Along came green plants, which were able to live off of these bacteria, which were broken down. And they were able to use energy from the sun, carbon from the air, and oxygen, and all the necessary things to make organic matter. All these things go into making organic matter. It is the green plant today on which we depend for the making of our organic matter. Animals must depend upon the green plant to furnish organic matter for their energy. Animals are not capable of making organic matter, neither are people. Both man and animals must have green plants capturing and storing for their use sunshine, air, and water in the form of organic matter. Man, animals could not live a year if plants stopped growing. Most forms of bacteria in the soil, as well as fungi, earthworms, and other soil things that live in the soil, are as much dependent upon organic matter for energy as are people and animals. And without this life in the soil itself would be lifeless and sterile. Most people think of soil as just dirt that doesn't have any life in it, but it is a world within itself in which living and dying and constant changes are taking place just as it does in everyday life, you know, that involves us directly, or as we think. Nothing would grow well in a soil without organic matter. What is there about organic matter in the soil which makes it so valuable? Before I go into this, remember, tropical soils are typically low in organic matter. That is why it's so important that our composting program gets underway. In the first place, organic matter promotes a granular structure. That means it's granular like grain, which permits a soil to hold more of both water and air. In other words, organic matter makes it possible for more of the surfaces of these grains to be able to become active or begin to grow. To be able to absorb, be more absorbent.
Began yesterday.
All chemicals and physical activities take place in the surface of each member
delegation.
This isn't possible if you have a tight thing.
The clothes are bound together
so much that only maybe one part of the surface can be used.
In Pegasus and Motel, Saturday night.
And all parts of it.
From Sunday,
this change is brought about by more organic matter
of Guyana's beautiful hinterland.
Navies
are on the increase, such as Mauritania, China is helping seven African nations, Tanzania, Sierra Leone, Guinea-Bissau, to extend foreign policy influence, which one member of Guyanese government said is no doubt due to the vacuum left the Soviet occupation with Africa and U.N. preoccupation to save. So China is moving into the Caribbean and with other African nations giving considerable assistance.
The
presence of this increase of small navies is transforming big old bluff patterns. Many nations are now proclaiming a 200-mile economic fishing zone, which spurred the proliferation of new or the spreading of
what happens in the compound?
Apparently, because U.S. Navy,
you have a number of
naval building programs.
There are now a lot of different right
naval vessels for many nations. Similarly, many nations are ordering naval vessels for war from the Soviet Union.
Everything that happens in a world
filled with nuclear weapons. The U.S. dollar has weakened on the international stage today again. Even though Carter had agreed
the economic summit conference
to bomb West Germany to restrict energy oil imports and uses. However, capitalist world, free enterprise world, seems to be skeptical that Carter can get his measures passed through Congress, so the dollar can slump in its value.
Announcement also
of huge trade surpluses, Japanese protectionist policies did not help the status of the dollar.
However,
it appears that the transitional government is being set up in time. If it succeeds, Ian Smith,
his
clip, will take credit. And if it fails, he'll be able to blame blacks who have joined it. The three religious leaders who have joined the government in which they have people of color have no real representation. La Paz, Bolivia. Zuazo, Z-U-A-Z-O, former president, is on a hunger strike, continuing to protest the not only the fraudulent elections, which have now finally been admitted even by the rule of Bolivia, they were fraudulent. Electoral Commission there in Bolivia has required as you know, Herman Zuazo was the leftist coalition candidate. A strong coalition had succeeded in actually getting more votes. However, his hunger has not been in vain. He had threatened a hunger strike until he died. The military will order re-elections within 103 days. Pakistan, union leaders, journalists, and four others arrested for threatening to be on a hunger strike until they're protesting the curbs on press freedoms in Pakistan. Tear gassing of the play in Pretoria, South Africa, even though out of 350 people, only 10 were people of color, black and Asian. Just the fact that it was multiracial and the tear gassing. The tear gassing was conducted by Slick Growing National Front of South Africa, neo-fascists. They were responsible. Two more British soldiers killed in North Ireland in the struggle with the IRA, the Republican Army, for the independence of Ireland.
How many people have been out to field on the
soldier was killed by a landmine and by a sniper.
Our first compost
day these days, it appears that some British soldiers are being killed in that struggle.
Transportation cars to get across.
Report
the
by Latin American Energy Organization said that Latin America affected by a world oil crisis
with some
by Nike. Governments of different countries will develop resources within their own regions.
Presently,
the advanced industrial countries, particularly USA, are responsible for
utilizing this way, we will be able to have
85%
this
of all
the fly problem originated from pigeon
sources in the world, whereas the industrial only represent 15% of the
just another form of fertilizer.
Terribly disproportionate.
As a matter of fact, it may be
all the world's energy supplies directed towards the main industrial sizable deposits now of oil
resources
are being developed in Mexico, Guatemala, Ecuador, as you know, has just had a successful in placing a candidate on
one day of the
slate for election. Colombia is also developing oil deposits. Venezuela has rich oil deposits. Argentina and Chile are developing sources of regional oil.
One half of Latin America
which is four times greater
than
the areas
that
seem to be the richest oil areas in the world in the Middle East. And because of this, Latin America, South, Central Latin America,
I want every one of you to get out the field set.
Voice of America will not be short.
Remember? Thank you, and look for us tomorrow.
Lead by 1980, the early
1980s,
the total economic collapse.
Let me check this. Give me a mic.
Attention, attention. Live news and the commentary on racist view of youth crime is required.
Next week,
by everyone
will receive their placements. The bauxite
commentaries
and other miners of Guyana are sharing the profits from owning the means of production. There is 1,600,000 excess. On Friday, all of the miners will receive that. It will be shared amongst all the miners as the profits for this year of the bauxite mines. Quite different than free enterprise. Seven blacks, as I have told you, that horrible racist mob attacked them near a lake where they were fishing and chained them in their car, destroying them by fire. Jamaica has asked China for technical assistance
and it seems that China is prepared to grant her assistance for 5 years, particularly in the field of agriculture. Jamaica is a socialist country, moderate so, greatly affected by the International Monetary Fund because, not like Guyana, where nearly 90% of the means of production are owned by the government, Jamaica has less than 10%. So Jamaica is struggling to maintain its independence, the machinations of the IMF, and they're particularly requesting assistance in the field of agriculture. And it appears that the mainland China, the communist government of China, will give them assistance. Latin American Economic Aid Commission is meeting in Barbados of the Caribbean, trying to help develop Caribbean resources, and it is headquartered in Caracas, Venezuela, our neighbor 10 miles to the east. I believe, one exception, world opinion and pressure does have its effect on the dread racist state of South Africa under Voerster, who was pro-Hitler in his sympathies, pro-Nazi, and in fact arrested for being so in World War II, has yielded to the pressure, and there have been 6 police officers and 2 police officials charged with murder in the death of the black inmate Steve Biko, who was a moderate leader seeking simulation of the races and just economic conditions for blacks when he was murdered in the grossest way possible. World opinion has been considerable, and it seems that it has had its effect. Los Angeles, Columbia Pictures executive dismissed in a new kind of inquiry that seems to be putting pressure on the movie sector. Some opinion states that it's to bring them in line to not bring out movies that are so critical of the system. I do not know. That's just opinion. Anyway, the executive, Hirschfield, has been charged with fraud and dismissed. Former Attorney General Mitchell, involved in the Watergate scandals and conspiracy, charged and convicted of conspiracy, began his sentence of 4 years in mid-June of 1977. During that period, he had a 5-month medical release in which he had a hip replacement and a major artery around his heart. He has now been released. It seems that if you are influential enough and rich enough, there is not equal justice before the courts. Israeli Labor Party opposition is pressuring for the dismissal of Menachem Begin, right-wing Zionist, who is presently the Prime Minister of Israel. They accuse him of being irrational, affected by his medication. Over a statement that he said, "We will go down in the dust of war before we will give up the territories that we conquered, the Gaza Strip from Egypt and the West Bank from Jordan, and of course South Lebanon from the Lebanese nation just north of him." World opinion is rather apprehensive about Begin because the CIA has admitted in Freedom of Information Act of USA, in which some of their papers are open for public scrutiny, that the Israelis do have nuclear arms. It's very bad to have someone who is physically ill to the point of mental disturbance to have their finger on a nuclear button. Another sizable earthquake in Salonika in Greece. They have suffered several in recent weeks. 50 died in this one. Postal workers have been on strike in New York City. It appears that they will be able to return to work with clauses for no layoffs and strong union demands. In Vermont,
Canadian and U.S. immigration officials allege that they have been able to capture two members of the German Red Brigade, a group that advocates violence in bringing about the breakdown of institutions. They were coming into the United States. For what purpose, it has not been stated. Two convicted murderers in Toronto are holding several people hostage, demanding to be given freedom to a country of their choice. 14 have died today in an unprecedented heat wave in Texas. It's affecting that state worse than it's ever been affected before. Dr. Peter Boyd, the chief medical advisor to the President of the United States and a close friend by President Carter's own admission on the news today, is under two criminal investigations and police inquiries. He has resigned on the wake of a sensational news story about him issuing a prescription under the name of a pseudonym for his assistant medical charge person, who was a woman, to protect her confidentiality. Unfortunately, he was prescribing the drug Quaalude, which is considered one of the strong drugs, the dangerous drugs that are under close scrutiny these days. It appears that Mr. Carter, President of the United States, is being put under great pressure to fire Andrew Young and also to become more Cold War prone. Nonetheless, he has not at this time bowed to Andrew Young. He said he disagreed violently with Andrew Young's statements about Cuban presence in Africa being greatly exaggerated, and he disagreed violently with his statement that there are thousands of political prisoners, that Ambassador Andrew Young said that there were thousands of political prisoners in U.S. prisons. Andrew Young has given him official regrets for the statement and promised him in writing that he will be more careful in the future. Unfortunately, it's sad that the man cannot speak, that there is a disproportionate amount of people in jails, the Wilmington 10, obviously political, and the Indian leaders at Wounded Knee, and the massacre, even murder, in which the press has clearly brought out the involvement of the Federal Bureau of Investigation. It is too bad that he cannot speak of USA having faults in this great debate these days about the plight of dissidents in the Soviet Union. And all of us are concerned about human rights everywhere and do not appreciate the severity of sentences which have even been ridiculed by members of the Communist Party, the Euro-Revisionist Communist Parties of Europe. Another Ukrainian receives 10 years prison sentence. One of the Helsinki Accord members who was to monitor how Helsinki Peace and Human Rights Commission resolutions were carried out. He's also been given 5 years in exile. He's unknown in the West, and there's not a cause célèbre about him. Presently, two Jewish individuals the Soviets have charged with selling state secrets, and the U.S. are charging, and her allies, that they're merely arrested and convicted for criticizing the government. There is a great cause célèbre about them. And that's what prompted Andrew Young, the black ambassador to the United Nations for the USA, to say he could not understand all this hullabaloo when there are thousands of political prisoners of color in USA. And indeed, 90% of those in jail, over 90% in all jails, are black, Indian, and that is a fact. That shows disproportionate number. When only 10% of the population are people of color, then the jail should reflect that if the system is just. Talks on the Mideast continue. Sadat warns that under Begin, his bellicose attitude, and what even the opposition Israeli Labor Party says is a mental condition is hardening. And Sadat says that further talks will achieve nothing in the present mood, but has agreed that he will enter into further discussions if the Israelis will come forward with any possible solutions. The Israelis, of course, are still occupying Arab territory, as I said. Dayan, foreign minister of Israel, must convey clarifications about their intended withdrawal from Arab-occupied territory. Without these clarifications, Egypt says it is futile, waste of time, to enter into any further negotiations. But apparently, this late news is coming. Some forces in the Israeli cabinet, even critical to their prime minister, is going to try to come forward with a new peace plan. But Sadat, the prime minister of Egypt, will settle for nothing else than a total Israeli withdrawal from the territory of the Gaza Strip that belongs to Egypt that they conquered, and the West Bank that they conquered that belongs to Jordan. The drive to unseat Begin is even gaining momentum in the world Jewish community. Israeli Begin, Prime Minister, I'm trying to hear what the news is saying, has criticized the opposition and gone on in a harangue accusing them of treason. Israeli forces are strong enough to make concessions, said the Israeli parliament. Bolivia, the electoral court has annulled the elections, as I said. The Front for Democratic and Popular Unity will have opportunity to carry out elections with people, observers from the international community, as election observers. There was absolute public unity, total public unity in that military state in Bolivia against the fraud. It was a fraud. Even the military high command admitted that it has never before been perpetrated. Barefaced fraud, called the general of the high command, called it barefaced fraud. General Banzer will resign on August 6th. Banzar, it is. It's General Banzar, who was the president elected fraudulently. Transitional government will be established in a matter of hours for civilian figures to come in. Right now, the coalition left is the strongest element in Bolivia. Also in Ecuador, where they have been able to succeed in putting a left coalition candidate for president. There's been a number of right-wing intimidations to the Bolivians in this struggle, even when former president went on hunger strike, willing to continue it until he died. But the fascist paramilitary, according to GBS, has not been able to intimidate the people. English have now limits on their possible salary pay increases, where inflation is spiraling out of control. Controls will limit what salaries can be given in all phases of British life. Workers want freedom for pay bargaining, but a law has been handed down by Prime Minister Callaghan limiting these pay increases. He says there will be guarantees coming of no double-digit inflation this year. But world economists in the capitalist community are not certain. They feel that nothing can be done to stop inflation because the third world nations, that industrial nations had been able to milk and exploit for cheap labor, are rising up every day demanding their freedoms and selling to who will give them the best price, as the Tanzanian president said yesterday. And nothing much will stop that. And USA is not able to send its troops anywhere because the U.S. populace, as you know, was highly resistant
The worst protest of all times in USA broke out over the presence of U.S. troops in Vietnam. Vauxhall car industry had reported the biggest profits in 7 years, and British labor unions are pointing to that fact when being demanded by the government to accept strict wage controls. Stricter controls on immigration are already announced by the labor government that is now in power in England due to the pressure being exerted from the Conservative Power Party that is taking a pro, anti-black, anti-Asian line. Also, more sympathy is being whipped up for the Ian Smith white illegal regime in Rhodesia. The question of people of color in India is whether, in England, is whether even their passports will be honored for free travel. This question has not been resolved as of now. A ban on smoking on buses will be adopted in Northeast England. In 2 months, it will take effect. New defense tax, heavy tax in Rhodesia, which will burden the members of that tottering regime, already burdened by high cost, inflation, and heavy taxation. The government of Ian Smith is accusing the United States of not giving the transitional government a chance to settle the conditions in that troubled part of the world. That seems to be the main thrust of the news. So as commentary today, being that Ecuador is in the news, and Angola in its strong stand, and the Organization for African Unity at Khartoum will give you background on Ecuador, which is rather brief. Ecuador is not far from us on this great continent. In Guyana, which we love as our home, which is freedom, urban pressures, and the awful latent racism, whatever its cause, be it economic or otherwise, that we found when we were living in this. Ecuador lies on the equator. It derives its name on the Pacific coast of South America. Its neighbors are Colombia to the north and Peru and the east. The Galapagos, 600 miles out in the Pacific Ocean, also belongs to Ecuador. You can look that up on your map. They're spelled G-A-L-A-P-A-G-O-S. We're so glad that we've almost totally eradicated illiteracy here in this community to the many wonderful seniors who were deprived because of circumstances and prejudices of getting an education in the United States. How was Ecuador, E-C-U-A-D-O-R, created? Originally, the northern part of the Incan Great Indian Civilization, I-N-C-A-N, which extended south from Ecuador into Chile. The country was briefly part of the Federation of Gran, G-R-A-N, Colombia, whose freedom was achieved by Simon Bolivar, B-O-L-I-V-A-R, in the early 19th century. Ecuador withdrew from the Federation in 1830 and through a series a very great series of border disputes
with the government,
lost nearly half of its original territory claimed. What is the size of Ecuador? It's 109,483 square miles, slightly larger than Guyana, but greater population, which does not make the possibilities for population that Guyana has. The population of Ecuador is 7,100,000. Of that, 40% are Indian. The M-E-S-T-I-Z-O, Mestizo, are 40%. Black are 10%. European white, 10%. however, mostly of Spanish descent. 40% of the population are Roman Catholic. Are either atheist, agnostic, Protestant, very few, some still maintaining their beautiful indigenous, native Indian, and black religious culture. Well, who rules? In form, a classical republic. Ecuador has had a 150-year history of dictatorships, coups, counter-coups, assassinations, and military rulers. Many of the South American coups have been nonviolent, but Ecuador has been ridden. Between 1931 and 1940, there were 12 different presidents. The government is currently headed by Guillermo Rodriguez Lara, L-A-R-A, who in 1972 ousted the elected president, Jose Velasco Ibarra.
But Pinochet.
And now, elections show that the left, socialist coalition, are the people that are the most popular.
The fascist,
and the last president canceled the...
By the thousands.
This time, it appears that
the
community pressure allow
for the House of Representatives demand
really rules presently.
Officials be sent to Washington.
Small, conservative
it's window dressing, according to the communists.
The land and the commerce with U.S. big monopoly
seems to be plagued with an inability
and golf.
But they arrested and convicted.
Free enterprise.
Out of jail today.
Has long
without any knowledge of where they may be.
Present, they control.
And their families are gone.
Ecuador's oil revenue.
Also, some others who have been
to get to the people.
Ready for a sentence for 5 years without bail.
Legally
will we move from one place to another?
That
Red Brigade,
they are not
the army, it was something else. The organization certainly is. One has to be careful that acts do not
count.
Terrorist in nature. But it is certainly obvious that the only way that nations under the boot of imperialism will be free is through armed struggle. Those who hold the power will never give it up willingly. The Red Brigade in Italy has had the purpose to sow confusion and intimidate the government so that they will be forced to show fascist measures and reveal their true nature to the working class. Some elements of the Red Brigade believe that their actions will cause the government to be less severe. It appears that they have succeeded, even though they executed Prime Minister Mara as a puppet of U.S. imperialism, the Prime Minister of Italy. No further strong measures have been taken against the Red Army, the Red Brigade. Moreover, they have since then seen the removal of office of the President of Italy for crimes of corruption against the people. And now, a socialist backed by the revisionist communist, the Italian Communist Party, and the socialist is in office. The economics of Italy continue to worsen because all economics of the capitalist nations are directly connected with the state of the U.S. dollar.
5 and 20 heaps of cinders.
Rhodesian white armed forces. The internal government
U.S.
destroyed 10 settlements this day. This day, 10 settlements in Mozambique were destroyed.
Been
cannot be calculated.
The number injured
We're in the hundreds.
International Red Cross, Ecuador. Emergency Relief, has decided, in spite of protests
from U.S. quarters,
to send food
to those in Ethiopia
that have been plagued by drought,
which some say is CIA
weather seeded.
That's something you must know about,
weather modification,
physical science warfare.
2 million people are being affected in that region of Africa
by a
slow starvation.
2 years ago,
200,000 died
from starvation.
Ethiopia today captured 3 more towns backed by
USA
and other capitalist
nations.
In Eritrea, even China had been
involved in that dispute.
I do not know where they stand presently.
The Eritrean
secessionists that want to break away
as a state from Ethiopia are losing ground.
Many of these rebels were killed who want
Eritrea to break away from that
black nation, the socialist nation. The Eritrean nationalists are
extremely right-wing.
Even that was admitted by BBC.
The Ethiopian
socialist government
opened up major roads between
Addis Ababa and Asmara,
the main capital
of the provincial region
of Eritrea. France, as I said, expelled Iraqi embassy
officials today. That's 3 more are being expelled
this afternoon.
Control times larger.
There is great anger
in France
over the activities
of the Iraqi
embassy officials,
and France is calling for a review
by the European Common Market
and NATO,
major capitalist nation,
by no prejudices.
And policy
of allowing embassy people to carry
arms to defend
their own embassy officials.
Of the African
Lebanese authorities,
of the open
troops nearest
the border of Israel,
are being
forced back again
by Israel,
who refuses to bend
on its policies
of giving up any of its conquered territories.
American pressure
is heavy.
50% of the population,
but there has not been any shift in Israeli or Zionist position.
Even the Voice of America admitted that the Lebanese Christian militia
is a fascist front,
but it's nothing more
than a manipulation
of Zionism
or Israel government policy.
And if
Israel were not to back it,
it would be isolated, because the people of Lebanon,
South Lebanon,
want no part of the Christian militia
that have been put in charge
by Israel in an attempt to deceive the world that South Lebanon has a measure of
self-representation.
BBC
admits
that those very officials,
army officials in the Christian militia,
have been trained
in Israel
and
are totally
pro-Israeli. Now we shall go into the commentary. TV's racist view
in the United States of youth crime. A very popular television
program called Youth Terror.
The view
from behind the gun
has been aired
unleashed
in ABC TV
news program.